This is TWiT.
How in the world would anyone want to turn their DNA over to any company?
Right.
Especially to Apple.
I actually...
Any company, any corporation.
I volunteered.
True. I agree.
Of course you did.
For the personal genome project.
Apple.
No,
Hail
not for Apple. I wouldn't give Apple mine. But do you know about the personal genome project?
Yes.
This is actually... is that what it's called? I think it is. This was actually, I think... Harvard Medical School's doing it, okay?
Thoughts.
Personalgenomes.org. They founded this in 2005. This is all about helping humanity by giving your genome and not just your genome, but answering a lot of health questions.
Well, I trust Harvard. I don't trust them. Apple.
I don't trust Harvard either.
Well, I don't know why you would trust one or not
the other. They're going to share it with the government,
other.
I'm sure, but like...
The idea of this, and
DNA,
Esther Dyson did it. I applied. They never accepted me. You pay them to do a full genome. This is not the 23andMe, like, little, you know...
Phony baloney thing.
Yeah, this is like the full genome. You have to do a lot of questionnaires, and then they make it public with your name.
Oh, not good.
Well, the reason is they said, look, you don't want to worry about whether somebody gets this information.
So we'll just release it.
We can't promise you.
That way you don't have to worry.
That is literally exactly what they say.
Okay.
The data is given to any researcher who wants it with your name. And the reason is there is a huge value, if you think about it, matching the genomic information with the lifetime health record. Because you can start to make, and if they get enough people, this could be very valuable. Most people, I understand none of you would ever want to do this. But Esther Dyson has done it. A lot of people who say, look, I live in public. I wanted to do it because, you know, I'm at the point in my career where I'm not worried about insurance. I'm going to die soon anyway. So now somebody did bring up, this is an issue for your kids. Don't forget, by giving your genome to these guys, in a way, you're telling them something about your children. And I hadn't thought about
and
that.
Your parents.
And yourself.
My parents, you know, but myself, I'm not worried about it because the idea is this is altruistic. Yes,
so
of course you're
losing. So what is the end? Is it like some
the
modern
end
version
is,
of eugenics?
Well.
Yes.
Yes. So we're just weeding the flaws out of humanity?
No.
You got it.
You know, I have something
she should be listening
to share
to No Agenda more.
That I've shared with my internet community. I have bipolar 1 disorder.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And there's a difference.
Are you on medication for that?
I'm on medication, absolutely. I'm extremely stabilized. But you would be getting rid of people like me and all my flaws and quirks.
What if
you just start weeding out every weird thing in the
human
genome?
And we don't want to get rid of. In fact, there's a wonderful...
I mean, I would love to live without it, but
Kay Jameson wrote an incredible book about bipolar 1 and how that, in fact, made many of the great artists and creative geniuses of our time...
Talking about, you know, Bill Ziff had it.
Yeah, because this
sure,
manic
like,
period
Mozart
is a great,
and all those guys
exactly,
it's
a great
it.
Productive period.
Very.
But it is, of course, a very dangerous disease and needs to be controlled, obviously.
Yes.
But you're right. You don't want to weed out the quirky nature because you might eliminate a Van Gogh. And you don't want to do that. But wouldn't it be great if you could find a genetic component in this that would help with treatments, that would help? I agree. You probably don't want eugenics. You don't want to say to a parent, a pregnant woman, okay, let's take the genome and see if there's bipolar 1 in there. Because
at the end of the day, your insurance company jacks up your rate. That's what this is all about.
But as you, I'm sure, know, Jolie, it is a combination. We don't know what the cause is. It's probably a combination of genetic and environmental triggers.
Yes, it is.
And you have maybe had a disposition toward it. And in fact, they generally say...
My parents are both damn insane.
Yeah. Generally, they say if there's not a family history of it, it's unlikely.
Yeah.
But so there is a genetic component, but it's also often triggered by environmental circumstances.
Absolutely.
So it wouldn't necessarily... But it might, if you knew that, you might avoid those environmental circumstances. You might be more proactive. You might learn as a kid, you know, ways of dealing with it. I think this is a... Well... You're going to say it's the insurance companies wanting to, find people.
That's one
of the reasons I wanted to volunteer, because I don't care. If an insurance company banned me because of that, that's life. It's a contribution to society. Anyway.
No, it's not.
They didn't accept me, so it's not.
Well, you're lucky.
Maybe I am. I don't know. I think someday
you're going to realize that you're lucky.
Do you think if we had perfect genetic information and we were able to say certain things were causes for alcoholism, that would be a societal problem, that it wouldn't be of a benefit to society?
I think their privacy is more important
than
all this
stuff. My God, you sprouted a dog.
Yes.
Sprouted.
Mr.
I mean, I don't know. It's one of these little points.
You don't think that there's some value to that?
I really don't think so. Nah.
But see, all these
we've done all right so far. Why learn?
No, I don't think that's it. That's a kind of you just said that to be snide.
You can weed through the genetics. You can't weed through all the triggers, and we'll come up with new ways to be effed up.
Good.
Unless we fix our society. No, there's lots to fear. Lots and lots and lots.
No, I understand. I do understand the argument. I think it's a legitimate argument. We don't want to.
All
we wouldn't want. What if
extremely legitimate?
Van Gogh had been aborted. That would be a great loss to humankind.
Those sunflowers.
He'd have been on the list. That's for sure.
He would have been on the list.